A group of state attorney generals, co-led by Rob Bonta of California, reached a $1.85 billion settlement with the student loan company Navient. The suit resolves accusations that Navient engaged in predatory lending practices and targeted students who took out private loans to attend exploitative for-profit schools. Attorney General Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania also co-led the litigation against Navient.
Our work, our collective work, uncovered two schemes. First, Navient made predatory, subprime private loans to students that it knew would struggle to pay them back. And this conduct took place before 2009. The second scheme, after graduation, starting in 2009, when borrowers of federal loans serviced by Navient were struggling to make their payments, the company actively steered these borrowers into payment plans that racked up more interest when Navient could have provided them with a more affordable, income-driven option.
The settlement includes $95 million in repayment for more than 350,000 borrowers nationwide. It also calls for the cancellation of $1.7 billion in subprime private student loan debt for 66,000 students. The borrowers affected span generations of students who took out private loans in the early to mid-2000s. The settlement will pay out $11.5 million to Californians and cancel an additional $261 million of student debt in the state. The California Attorney General's office initially filed the lawsuit against Navient in 2018. It claimed that Navient violated state law by directing vulnerable borrowers into costly forbearances and failing to advise them about income-based repayment options. Rob Bonta explains the victory.
Navient has been one of the worst actors in the student loan servicing market. There's no other way to put it. The company exploited college dreams, systemically and systematically failing borrowers at all stages of repayment. This settlement isn't just a step toward accountability for these unscrupulous actions. In addition to the monetary relief and debt cancellation, today's settlement also includes significant injunctive terms to prevent Navient from engaging in future misconduct.
The settlement states that Navient's call agents must thoroughly advise struggling borrowers about income-driven repayment options that benefit them. They must also update their payment processing procedures to the benefit of borrowers, limit fees, and better inform borrowers of their rights and obligations. Bonta says this victory is not the end of his fight against predatory student lending.
Today's settlement, it's a big step forward to resolve the state's cases against Navient, but the fight to fix student lending and student loan servicing in this country is far from over. There's a $1.7 trillion student loan debt crisis in our country. We need the companies responsible for servicing federal loans to do better, and we need decisive action from Congress and the Department of Education to tackle the whole scope of this problem. So many of us have worked hard to achieve our college dreams, but for too many, these dreams have become horrific nightmares, trapped by crushing student loan debt. We must keep up the fight, holding companies accountable for exploiting borrowers and supporting needed reform at the federal level.
The states of Illinois, Massachusetts, and Washington also joined the suit. Consumers will receive a notice from Navient if they are entitled to debt cancellation. Californians eligible for restitutions will be informed by mail from the state attorney general's office this spring. Borrowers seeking student loan forgiveness must take action by October 31st and can learn more about their options at studentaid.gov. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Erin Bump.